I want to discuss the piyut in the Sanat Tokev, which is one of the most beautiful piyutin that I ever encountered in my entire life. And as I have noted to you, this piyut really reflects Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a very abstract yom tov in the sense that philosophy or the concepts that are behind it are very exalted, very complex. Because Rosh Hashanah really reflects our basic emuna. And even though American Jews are observant and meticulous, they don't really know what emuna is all about. And it's not just American Jews, it's the general. We tend to suffer from thinking emuna is faith. So if someone, chas v'shalom, becomes sick, you run to the shul, memachad mishabeach, you get that bissel tzedakah, give it a little tzedakah in order to hope that Hashem Yisbarach will heal that person. However, emuna is much more than that. Emuna is the belief, the understanding of our Jewish destiny, all of our hopes and visions as far as the future is concerned. And the brachas that we say in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and then in Malchus, Chazal and Shavuos, that I spoke about the other night, very much not only express the essence of the Yom Tov, but also what Jewish destiny and Jewish philosophy is all about. So Rosh Hashanah, where this emunah is expressed, is the most exalted Yom Tov in the Jewish calendar. The truth is, Yom Kippur is much more understandable, because Yom Kippur basically represents what? Aveira and Slicha Mechila. That's what it's all about. You commit a crime, you have charota, you do tshuva, you pray to Hashem Yisbarach, and you exhort him to give you expiation. Rosh Hashanah really is much more exalted. The famous kasha of Yisrael Salam, what should come first? Yom Kippur should come first, and then Rosh Hashanah should come. I'm not here to answer that kasha now. That needs... So what is the motto of Rosh Hashanah? Malchus. Not only Malchus. Malchus has several meanings. I think I spoke about it the other night. What is Malchus? I think I mentioned on Monday night that Malchus is the notion that Hashem is the creator of the world. He said Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam, today is the birthday of the world. Of course, Hashem was alone before the world was created. We said that in the Adon Olam, Hashem Malach, the Torah called Yitzir Nivra, in the davening, Hashem is the one whose existence par excellence. The Rambam says, Imon Ruchim, in the Shem Hashem, Eke Asher Eke. Hashem is existence par excellence. If something exists, if a creature exists, if handiwork exists, if the world exists, if the universe exists, it's all because we participate in the existence of Hashem Yisbarach. That's as they say Rambam very clearly in Mishnah Torah, because Hashem Kaviyachol shares his existence with us. But there's only one existence, one reality. The only reality that exists in the world is what reality? Hashem Yisbarach. Usually when I'm on a plane landing, so Nathan, I'm in a box up there. That's what I call a plane. Like a box up in the atmosphere of the universe, and it starts coming down. You know what I sing? Rabchai Meloshina. Nem Shachai. Ein oi milvadoi. Ein oi milvadoi. Ein oi milvadoi. That's basically Eke Asher Eke. If you ask me, Hashem says, what my name is existence, reality, par excellence. To exist means to participate in Hashem Yisbarach, to be close to Hashem Yisbarach, to befriend Him, to experience the linkage between man and Hashem Yisbarach. So notice, whatever exists has its roots in Hashem Yisbarach. He sustains Lilliputian and finite beings like me by helping us, by letting us partake of His infinite being. I'm just quoting you Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim, in Mishneh Torah. That's one definition of Malchus. By the way, I assume you're aware, I imagine everyone is aware of this. On Yom Kippur night and Rosh Hashanah night, there's a tefillah that everyone says. What tefillah is that after Maariv? Take a look at the Machzor. Right after Shmoneh Esrei.
Rosh Hashanah.
We say it on Rosh Hashanah night and Maariv. Look at Maariv. After Shmoneh Esrei. No. I believe we say that on Matzah Shabbos and Chilas Moed Chagovu.
The
David Mizmor. Take a look at the David Mizmor. I did speak about it, but I will probably have to refresh your memory.
Psalm 24.
Thank you.
Psalm.
This, the David Mizmor.
Didn't the Rabbi used to say it after?
I follow Harav Soloveitchik. I don't say it as many people are wont to do, they say it when?
After.
Before Kaddish. I first say Kaddish, and then we say Lodah Shufar. That's our salvation. That's Minhag Hagra. But what does this express, this Mizmor? Tilul Chavdalet. That the world belongs to Hashem is Baruch. He's the Bailim. Juridically, judicially, he's the owner. Uman Kenya B'Shevach Kli, the Gemara. In Uman, he's the Uman par excellence. He's the craftsman who created the world. And it's his handiwork. He owns the world. It's his. He's the Balabos. Where do we see that? Like the first few words. Lashem ha'aretz umloya tevel v'yashriba. Translate it. Hashem's is the earth and its fullness. The inhabited land and those who dwell in it. You know why?
Translation
to Mishpacha. Because guess who created it? Who founded it? Who established it? Hashem is Baruch. So therefore, he owns the world. He's the Bible.
He is the world.
He is the world, correct. That's why we say this on Rosh Hashanah night, Yom Kippur night as well. And as you know very well, the world is consecrated and hallowed to Hashem is Baruch, is dedicated to him completely. That's what Bris Gaon, when he was in a pickle, if I can use such an expression, you're in a pickle, what do? Bris Gaon was being pursued by Nazis, by other such demons, and he didn't know what to do. By the way, what did he sing? What did he say? Ein oy nevadoy, and they disappeared. Bris Gaon. Alifisha, not a bakubo, Niki Chsidisha, Niki Tzvavisha, Alifisha. So the world belongs to Hashem. Our salvation once was Madaik, since I started already. I'll get to the time to think of it in a moment. It was Madaik here. I think this is a Gevaldige deal. It says here, Lashem Haaretz Umloa. Isn't that a striking use of the term? My father was bothered by this too, but he didn't answer it. What do you mean, Lashem Haaretz Umloa? You know what you'd have said? What would be proper Hebrew?
Hashem
Haaretz Umloa. Hashem Haaretz Umloa.
Proper Hebrew would be to say Haaretz Umloa Hishav Hashem. Anyone speaks Hebrew? The land belongs to Hashem. If I want to say this house belongs to me, do you say Li Habayis Hazeh? You know who speaks Hebrew like that? The Chinese. Nathan, you don't speak like that. You don't say, Li Habayis Hazeh. What do you say? Habayis Hazeh, who? Shelly. I'm now teaching Ulpan. So, what kind of a lashon is this? Hear the kasha? When David HaMelech here proclaims that Hashem is the Bailam of creation, he should have said, Ha'aretz Umloya, who shall Hashem? But what does he say? Lashem Ha'aretz Umloya. Why? Nu, Haramela, Ma'ata Omeazeh? The answer is, whatever is associated with Hashem is Barach, is Kodesh, is consecrated. If one wants to be Makir the Korban in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, what would you say? How do you be Makir the Korban? Lashem Chatos. Lashem Oilo. I assume you learned a few Gemaras in Shas, like the one in Dorm Dates, I assume you saw it there. Lashem Chatos, Lashem Oilo. Right now we're learning Krisus. We finished Krisus. We're learning Me'ila. We almost finished Me'ila. V'no Nerechim, V'no Zvochim, Menachos. And the Daf Ha'Yemi. I say we, it's not me. The people who learn Daf Ha'Yemi. But the Lashem is Lashem Chatos, Lashem Oilo. Hashem, whatever he owns, whatever belongs to him, is consecrated to him. Is kodesh to him, is hallowed to him. How do you say hallowed?
Sacred.
The world is sacred in a metaphysical sense. It's consecrated to him. No, the world is basically the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem Yisbarach. It's the house that's dedicated and consecrated to Hashem. The house of Hashem is built from the same wood, the same concrete, the same beton from which other houses are built, but it's considered the Beis Hashem because it's consecrated to Hashem. So that's the Lashon. Lashem Haaretz Umloya Tevel V'Yashriba. It's not only dominion, juridically, judicially, proprietorship of Hashem Yisbarach, it's consecrated to him. Lashem Haaretz Umloya, which means Lashem Haaretz Kedosha. Tevel V'Yashriba, that's Malchus. That's part of Malchus. Okay, let's go now to Unasan Tekev, since I said I'm going to discuss that, and that's what I want to do. We have it in front of you. I had it in front of me. Notice, and now I'm not going to sing it right now. Maybe I'll do that after, once we get to the understanding of what from the sound and take it's all about. But what I want to, I'll just maybe mention also, I think I said this the other day, Rav Soloveitchik, this is the last thing I'll say before I discuss the actual tefillah. The Rav said that, very beautifully, that he had a Chabadnik who taught him at a very young age. And this Chabadnik, because of that Chabadnik, he has Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Daniel, that Chabadnik taught him that. His father taught him how to learn, and the Chabadnik taught him Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And he taught him how to experience Hashem Yisbarach. He also taught him apparently Lashon HaKodesh. He taught him Diktok, and that Melamed, he had a sense of literature. Anyway, but essentially, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, he would gather the Talmidim in the Cheder, and he would say to them, Kindelach. What does Kindelach mean? Children. Do you know what we're going to do tonight? So right away, they would answer, Abba's buying me a new suit. The 5 and 6 year old Kindelach. And the other one would say, Ich soll krogin anaya po shichalach. I'm getting a new pair of shoes. And the Rebbe would say, Nein Kindelach. You know what tonight is? Tonight is the Nacht von Koronatia, the night of coronation. We are crowning a king on Leil Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? Can you guess who the king is? So they answered, oh, Nicholas the First, the Tsar of Russia. That's what the little Kindelach, 5 and 6 years old, answered. And what did the Rebbe say to Chabad Rebbe? Nein Kindelach. Nicholas is not a king. Heintel's door, and Morgan is in the Kevin. Today, Nicholas, today is here, tomorrow is in the grave. There's only one king. The Melech Malchi Amlochim Akalipo. Hashem is Baruch. And that's what the Tzemach Tzedek called the night of Rosh Hashanah, Koronatia Nacht, the night of coronation. You know the Tzemach Tzedek, my good friend? He knows it. Are you? By the way, you don't have to only read the Tzemach Tzedek. I assume you probably read Hermann Cohen, Franz Rosenzweig, I imagine you read these philosophers. They also describe the same phenomena, that the night of Rosh Hashanah is the night of coronation. Who is being crowned? The Almighty. Who is crowning him? The answer is poor man, weak man, helpless man. Hashem Yisbarach wants Klal Yisrael to crown Hashem. You know, we say the davening throughout the entire davening game. V'yitnu l'cha, yasa l'lucha. The whole davening is Hamlochas Hashem Le'ilo. Okay, so now we're going down to what we're supposed to be doing here, which took me a while to get to. So, there's one piyut, which is really, maybe, according to some, it may be the most central piyut of Rosh Hashanah, the Sana Tegev of the Ashkenazic world. It was compiled by Rabbeinu Amnon. Now, this Rabbeinu Amnon, this is mentioned in the Or Zeruah. I don't have an Or Zeruah on me, but Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he tells the story. Rabbi Amnon was summoned by the king, and Rabbi Amnon was told that he has to convert. That's the apostle's life. Sorry?
Which king?
Nicholas.
No.
Bishop of Mainz.
He was the Tsar. Excellent. The Bishop of Mainz. 100%. Thank you very much. And I think he tells the story in the article Machzor. Shekoyach. What page is it on?
Sad story.
480.
Wait, thank you very much. Let's read from here because we have a story. Thank you. Rav Amnon the Mainz, 1,000 years ago, the bishop insisted that Rav Amnon convert to Christianity. So he asked for 3 days of grace to meditate upon the question, and then he came home and he was distraught. What? A suffix that he would betray Hashem is Baruch. He spent 3 days in solitude. He's Yoshe B'Tainis, davening, Hashem should be given. The bishop finally brought him, and he replied that his tongue should be cut because just the fact that he didn't have the suffix consider Achmanu Litzlan apostatizing. So the bishop said, no, that was not the Avera. You didn't come as you promised. You're going to come, you didn't come. So he had his legs cut off, joint by joint. They did the same to his hands. He basically, most of his body was amputated. And then each time it was, yes, are you converting? And he said, no. Then, of course, he was carried home on a stretcher, a mutilated cripple. And a few days later, Rosh Hashanah, He begged to come for the Aron Kodesh, and he said the tefillah of the Nisan HaTekef, and then he died. And 3 days later, he appeared in a dream to Rabbi Nicholas of Meshulam, who was a great, I remember this story, a great Talmud Chacham, and he taught him the Nisan HaTekef, which is what we say today, and that's really a singular part of the tefillah of Shem and Kippur. I'm going to analyze you right now. You will see how beautiful this tefillah is. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a lot of evidence that the
timetable
was written
like,
years earlier.
That
was written earlier than this. And this story isn't actually where it was created.
You're talking about the Nisan HaTekef?
Yeah.
What are you referring to?
Once I tried to give it to Bar Torah earlier times, and afterwards, like a bunch of different people came up to me and said that I can't respond to it, I'm not sufficiently well versed, if you don't mind, even if you could show it to me.
I mean, this is what my father Shalom told us to me, and it's in the art scroll. I don't know if that's a raya, but I would think it's a pretty good, it's found in Yor Zeruah. That's the Mokka. Yor Zeruah is one of the other Rishayim. You have Yor Zeruah on you, Rabbi, you go straight to your carry that. Yor Zeruah. Over there, and that you have a master there, a very good master. They probably quote the Yor Zeruah.
Zeloshin Baal or Zerua Hilchus or Shem Sinan Reish Ayin Vav.
That's where it is, Reish Ayin Vav.
Matsasi,
Yom 276. Excellent, go ahead now.
Matsasi, Mirtov, Yalosh, Arab, Ephraim,
Mibuna. Arab, Ephraim.
Mibuna, Bar Yaakov. Shur Amnon, Mibigensia, Yosar, Yusan, Tegu, Al Mikra, Rosh, Yerlov.
This is the Mokar.
Zeloshin.
He's quoted the Azua as one of the Rishayim. So even though maybe the other sources, one second, you don't have to quote it any further. We more or less know the story. But this is the Mokka that I'm familiar with. My father Shalom, that's where my father studied the Maksa with me when I was 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And all of us, my father was very into the Siddur, into Chumash, into Piyutin, that we say. That's what I did. To me, it's Gersa de Ankusa. What was Gersa de Ankusa? That which I studied as a little kid. Love Mishnachal, Yom Shabbos. You don't forget it. That's why I remember one or two things. I haven't learned much in 46 years since I entered the world of Chinuch. But my father Shalom was partially successful. I'm trying not to do this, but I seem to be succeeding. You know what I say to Balabati? I'm better than a soporific. You put on the air. I'm better than a soporific. A sleeping pill. Because a sleeping pill takes a few seconds to work. But the moment I get up to speak on Friday night, the place is out cold. So I work instantaneously. So I don't really have to bother. I told their wives, if you have difficulty with your husband going to sleep, just call the rabbi, call the Shiva, and everything will be taken care of in 2 seconds. Anyway, so let me now examine this to you. Yeah.
If somebody is still in the middle of an essay.
They asked me earlier this question, but you're asking about the Sanat Tekka? Nah. I need a little bit of time.
No, I mean, you don't mean, can you say that to yourself?
Why not? What's with the Issa?
Talking to Issa.
That's right.
So even in your little
brother's
story,
you can't stop. That's right. It's partial. So let me just show you in this fila. Are you with us, both of you? You seem to be very, very silent today.
Tired.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I hope I'm not letting my guests on the scene.
200 years
before. I'm sorry. Okay. But are you following what we're saying?
Yeah.
Good. Great. I want to show you something in the tefillah. I underlined different parts of it. I analyzed the tefillah. I wrote a single shayla about it many years ago. And hopefully it will appear in volume 3 of Shai Lavi, maybe volume 4 of Shai Lavi. Who knows? What? So, take a look. This structure, this tefillah is so beautifully structured. It reflects a metamorphosis in the personality of the Jew who is asking Hashem. The tefillah starts with the description of the day. When the sun is taken, kedushas hayom. I don't have the translation here, but you can look at the translation.
Let us relate the power of the
thank
Holy
you. The day is very powerful. Ki hu neilo ve'oyam.
It is awesome. But
that's my brother's favorite expression. Neilo ve'oyam. I continue. Uvosi nasi malchusecha. Look what you have here in the next line or two. You have here a tripartite tefillah. Number one. Uvoi sinasi malchusecha refers to what? Malchios. On this day, Hashem's kingship is going to be exalted. V'yikom b'chesed kisecha. His kisei, his throne will be firmed up with what? With kindness. The seish of all of the emes. Zeh madin. Hashem is sitting on the kisei adin. Emes. Ki ata hu dayon u'mochiach. Yibane Shalom is a dayon. It's a mechiach. He gives to chocha. Pi yodei avoein. He is the one who knows. He's the aid. V'kaisen. He's the court stenographer. V'chaisen. He's the aid who signs. V'sofer u'meina. He obviously occupies all these posts. I continue. V'sisko kol hanishkochas. What's that a reference to? Zichreinus. First we started with Rosinus in Alchusecha. We continue. V'sisko kol hanishkochas. Zichreinus. Because what is Zichreinus in the Shemoneh Esrei? Basically, Hashem forgets nothing. V'siftach esefer ha-Zichreinus. U'me'elo v'ikorei. I'll get this in a second. V'chaisen yad kol odem boi. And guess what? As I Gemara in Tainus, I'll get to the Gemara in a second. Hashem remembers everything. And it's all recorded, and the stenographer inscribes it. And guess who has the sign on the bottom?
Us.
John Hancock. Which is each one of us. I continue. U'vashayfer godo yitokat. What is that a reference to? Shayfers. So we have here, Malchias, Zichreinus, and Shayfers. Are alluded to in this period.
Where's
Shofar? U'vashofar gavul yitoka. I sing it this way. I can tell you the whole thing, but let's do it after, because I've already lost my voice. U'vashofar gavul yitoka, the cold momadaka yishoma. The shofar, which of course is frightening, there's a cold momadaka. U'malochim yechofezun. What's happening? The angels are what? Yechofezun?
Panic.
V'chil u'ra'odo yochezun. What are they seized with? Terror. When I say this in the Sanhedrin, take it, I'm literally seized with terror. As they say in simple Yiddish, ichzited. You know what means tzitzit? To shake. I'm quivering. I'm trembling. V'yayimu, what are they saying? Hinayim adin. What a fearful description of what's going to take place. Livkoid al tzva molen badin. Ribbono shel Olam is now going to have all mankind pass before him. Ki lo yizku b'hinecha badin. There ain't any hope for me. V'chol bo'i elam yabun v'panecha k'bnei moro. Whoever can tell me what mitzvah is being alluded to over here? K'vakor asoya edro. What mitzvah is alluded to here? Anyone who learned b'cheres, right away they'll know. Anyone who studied Chumash, again, the Chukaisai, right away will know.
Oh, but enough.
Excellent. Maisa Behemoth.
They would take every animal. The 10th one.
Maisa Behemoth, what's the name? Kol HaShayyavot HaNas HaShomet. You strike the 10th animal. Ba'asiri Yekodesh Hashem. That's what's going on here. The entire world is passing before Hashem. It's a Sugi Rosh Hashanah. I carry the Gemara with me 24-7 in Chedesh Elul. My car, everywhere I go, I carry the Gemara. I'm almost finished in a second. Anyway, so, Kol Ba'yelum Yavim Fanat Yimemo. He told me, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Mordechai, I should learn three Masechtas. I told him I can't do it. But Rosh Hashanah, I'm almost finished. So now, Kol Ba'yelum Yavim Fanat Yimemo. The whole world passes before Hashem. Yimemo, like members of the flock. I'm not going to get into that discussion. Kivakoras Ve'edru, I continue. The way a shepherd supervises his flock, one by one. He's checking to see who's whom. Cain, Tavir, Visisbar, Visinne, Visitko, Nefesh, Kolchoi. Visachtech, Kitzro, Lechol, Bereisecha, the divine shepherd, Ribbono Shel Olam, who's the divine shepherd, surveys, counts, and examines with ultimate precision. He scrutinizes all living things. And what happens? Visichto, Yeskazar, Vinam. He assigns judgment and allocates life for each and every one. So what do you have in this first paragraph? Number one, a description of the weightiness of the Kedushas Hayom. It's an awesome day. Number two, Malchus, Zecheres, and Shefres are alluded to here. And number three, Maisa Behema, the notion that we are literally going, how should I say it, passing through the gauntlet. Can I use that lotion? What is the gauntlet?
The fence.
Anyone knows what the gauntlet is? Rabbi Goldschmidt. When did this happen historically, passing through the gauntlet? Wow. Pam Lamaratem ala Indianim? Did you once study Indians, Indian tribes, Indian culture? Did you ever take a course in American history?
Yes.
There were Indians who lived in America?
The Native Americans.
They had to run and escape from sort of danger.
Correct. They had to, they were punished. They had to go through the gauntlet and then they were, they whopped them. Is that what I would say today? They whopped them
in the gauntlet.
The gauntlet was a, basically,
they run the
gauntlet,
right?
Yes, run the gauntlet, and then they would, you'd be whopped. Is that the proper term that they use today?
Beat.
In hip-hop language, you'd be whopped. They'd be beaten. And that's how they punished different people who did things that were not the gauntlet. Okay, I can't go through the whole discussion now. I studied American history as well. Really, what I studied was Richard Hofstadter. He's the alumnus of American history. There's a lot of alumnus in American history.
Yeah, I remember.
Richard Hofstadter? When I was 13 years old, I read Hafsana by Richus, Biyun Gogol.
Not the whole thing, parts of it.
I read the entire thing, every book that the fellow wrote. I don't know why, but I did. Anyway, the kids are. So now the peer continues. And we know this. What happens? Rosh Hashanah Yikaseimun, Yomtsum Kippur Yikaseimun, means the judicial procedure begins Rosh Hashanah and ends the Chasimah on Yom Kippur. What happens during that awesome period? We are essentially enveloped with a paralytic fear. We are frightened out of our wits. About what? Thank you. I was waiting before we asphyxiated. We're waiting for the verdict. The verdict is going to be rendered. You know what the verdict is? And this is how I think. Everyone sees Rosh Hashanah Kaseva. I think there's a pretty common digging to that. Excellent. That's for that. But then comes the next part. And I sing it with a somberness. I can't, I have no voice right now. I do not sing it that way. Anyway, that's how I sing it. A more somber kind of digging than the dancing and sleeping after slichas. And we continue. So Hashem, essentially, we're frightened. Who's going to die by fire? Who's going to die by sword? And Hashem, and he has a multifaceted role because he's a multitasker. Is that what you call? I love that word. Hashem is a multitasker. So he can do a lot of things simultaneously. He's the judge. He's the witness. He's the prosecutor. He's the defense attorney. He's the court stenographer. He's the police. He's the drill officer. He carries out the punishments. And you know what we are? Reticent and passive. We're waiting. Shaking, quaking, quivering. And we have no choice but to accept the writ, to accept the ruling. So the entire process, as it says, we said it above. Umeela Bikare, and guess what? Sign here on the dotted line, John Hancock. The Chesem Yad Paladin Bay. We have no choice. The process is moving efficiently and quickly, and the fate of each person is being decided. Wow. You know the Gemara in Titus. You're familiar with it. Famous Gemara in Titus. Everyone here learns Titus, Megillah. Everyone here with the Rebbe Yeshiva who teaches it every single year for the last, since Adam Arishon, teaching Megillah at Titus. There's a Gemara in Tanya's where the Gemara says that when a person is about to depart to his eternal home, if I can put it in such terms, I'm not good at this English, that's why I never succeeded as a rabbi in the USA of America. So all his worldly deeds are placed in front of him. It's like a movie, what they call a video, that's played.
What's
they play
source?
A video.
Like
a mountain is Yud Aleph. I think it's Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's not Amud Aleph, that's correct, it's right there. Anyway, so Gemara Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Gemara says all his events are recorded. They ask him, did you do such and such on that day? Did you do such and such on the other day? And what does he say? Guilty as charged. They got a good memory over there. What a video. Wow, wow, mashu, mashu, mashu. It's a divine video. And it goes on. And then the Gemara says over there, in Titus, I don't have a Gemara in Titus in front of me, but more or less you can trust me that that's what the Gemara says, that we ask the person to go ahead and after we present the video, he has to sign it. Oh, they have the Gemara, thank you. Great. It's good to be the Gemara. I think I recognize this Shas. When I was in high school, in freshman, 13 years old, we had 2 volume Rambam and 4 volume Shas with us. So that's how could we operate? But somehow, in other yeshivas, it's possible to operate. How, I don't know. Here it is. B'shas p'ti rasa shal adam, b'beisle lamo kol masav nifratim lefano. All of his deeds are, how should we say, paraded in front of him. B'yayim lo, kach l'kach asisa v'makam pleini, b'yayim pleini, v'omer, hein. Nods his head. He genuflects. I'm like, chasein. What do they tell him? Put your John Hancock right there. Look how he's saying, Shenema b'yakol adam yachtem. You know what he says? Bisigarech. Masnikin all of a sudden. You have done to me. You judge me correctly. Guilty as charged. What a Gemara. So this statement here in the that you have in front of you, in the Sanhedrin Tekev, reminds you, that you are. Would you not say so? Ume'elav yikarei v'chesem yad kol adam bay. So basically, what is the atmosphere at the beginning of when the sound of taking it? To me, the atmosphere is fright, fear, paralytic fear, intense scrutiny that Ribbono Shel Olam puts me under the moral searchlight. And there are judicial proceedings here, and I, Lilliputian man, am a passive onlooker. And as Soloveitchi probably would say, really, nearly, I have to accept the psak of the Bezin Shel Malach. I am submissive. I am helpless. And what does it say in the Tefillah? V'chaysim yad kol od nabayim. Ki lo yisku b'enech abadin. It's all over. Is there a lifeline? Is there a lifeguard who has, what do they call the training that they give lifeguards?
CPR.
Oh, knows how to swim. So what's the answer? In medias res comes the answer. In the middle box. Utshuva, utzfila, utzdaka, ma'avir nesres. Suddenly, a lifeline is thrown out to me. Namely, the machlokes of Rishonim have them shot in this line. Other than 3 separate things, tshuva, tefila, and tzedaka can do what? Ma'avir nesra gzeira means they can what? They can. What do they do?
Pass.
Avert, negate, mitigate, expunge, eviscerate the raya gzeira. Or the way the Rambam shita is, utshuva, da'ainu vas heis tshuva, tefila and tzedaka. That's why the Rav Shlomo Shad hilchos tshuva, the Rambam. That's how he understood how Rambam reads it. Utshuva, da'ainu tefila and tzedaka, ma'avir nesra gzeira. No, now what? I just heard some rejuvenating words. So I'm about to expire. I'm at the end of my rope. And all of a sudden, a lifeline is thrown to me. And I begin to feel resuscitated. And guess what? We plunge into action. And now we're going to perform acts that will overturn the judgment from above. That will overturn the Midas Hadin. So take a look. As well as Hashem has brought done, he opened up a window. He put on the air. so we don't asphyxiate. And we can see him, meitzit me'acharakim, as the Chacham would say, peering from the lettuces. That's what Hashem does. He beckons to us, medavton tshuva. We have to change our lives. You know why? So what does it say?
It wasn't uchma.
1 second. Yeah, what do you mean?
It's why doesn't tshuva would feel utzdaka?
I mean, what, you don't like the vav?
In the beginning of tshuva?
No, it could be that, then in case they're three separate things. That's a bunch of shot. Utshuva, utfila, utzdaka, mabiyah.
Why does it need to go for the first thing?
Very good kasha.
That's my question.
Very good kasha. What's the answer? He says in the vav achiva, the first vav achiva. You say tshuva, utfila, utzdaka. Why the utshuva? A good kasha.
I think
he's a good man. Very good man. Yes.
What about? Why
did you didn't answer that kasha first? So what do you do? Make
a 6 hour shiur. She didn't answer that time.
Go ahead, yes.
So what about, why did it say so called a non-monon?
Come on, moment, buddy. Yeah, everything you want on the regalachas. Thank you. The outside, atop, same called mamam. So in the 1960-something, I went to a convention. Who speaks? I'm going to Baron Halevi Soloveitchik Zatzal. What do you speak about? Same called mamam. So that's another drasha, but I can't do everything at one time.
Do you want you to summarize?
No. I love you. Summarize, please. Avegalachas. Teach me kol ha'tor kula like Shammai Hila Avegalachas, like Amon Shabbos. That's what they want all the time. I'm not a Avegalachas person. I wish I were, but I'm not. Your generation is all Avegalachas.
Yeah, very much so.
Wow. I'm not. I'm an elephant lion. Okay, please nether. Maybe not today. Because I want to get to this. Both of you are asking good things. So we have to deal with it. But I want to go back to the tzvila. What do we say in the next line? It says here, congregation and chazan. I love that. I never had any of this in my life. I never davened from an art school sitter. I davened from a maser. They didn't say that, congregation and chazan. But somehow I still knew what to do. Anyway. Kikishimcha keiti ilasecha. So what does it say? Translate. Kikishimcha keiti ilasecha.
Like your name.
Like your name. So too is your praise. Kosher Licha is from the says, Yibanishlam, it's hard to get him angry. But he's easily appeased. My brother Shlita, you can say about him, is that, Uloko is Michlal, no Kosher Licha. Uloko, he doesn't know what Kass is. He's all Ritzoy. That's all he is. All Ritzoy. All honey. I'm not sure about his relative. Probably the opposite. Hashem does not want, God forbid, that someone should die. What does he want? Hashem wants us to do tshuva. Hashem will wait till the very last day. Im yoshuv miyad tikablo. Person does tshuva, instantaneously the Baruch Hashem will accept the tshuva. So it's amazing what's happened. Namely, what has happened? What's happened is a Kol Rambam. Hashem opened up a window, and he's not interested in our demise. He yearns for us to return, to come back to him. And even if we procrastinate and delay our tshuva till our final days, im yoshuv miyat tekablo. You know the famous Rambam. Rambam hilch tshuva. Peragalav halacha gimel. Is that what it is? I'm just guessing. Anyway, peragalav halacha gimel. Shteitoch in Rambam. Rosh of kol yomov. Vaso tshuva v'achreino. Ei maskiru lo mirushosah. I learned that paragraph 100 times. Rambam says that if a person is wicked your entire life, and the last moment you do tshuva, don't remind him of his wicked past. That Rambam needs a lot of examination. But it's not for now, because I can't regalachas. So what happens? We have here an injection of hope. Justin. How about Max Lita? We have an injection of hope here. And now we have the next description, which is unbelievable. And this, as I said to you, I'm very despoiled here. You know what we are. Our origins are from dust. Our destiny is back to dust. You know, the risk of my life, I earn my bread, panosa, is very complicated and very difficult. I'm like a broken shard. S-H-A-R-D. Atzavroch and a cleave. I'm a broken piece of pottery. A piece of dried wheat, a withering, dying plant, a passing shadow, a dissipating cloud, a blowing wind, I'm trying to translate here, a swirling dust, and a passing dream. And that's basically what are we? You know where we are? Gomish, Megomish, Megomish. That's who we are. By the way, I'm sure you all say Tefillah Zaka and Erev Yom Kippur. Down to the last drop, my father would say. Baruch Hashem. Is there a Nisa Baltashis? My father wanted to know, is there a Nisa Baltashis by water? My father asked me this question. Why not?
She said, yeah.
I think so also. Tefillah Zaka, Chayodah, Erev Yom Kippur, Magad Avraham, Mishnabura, you say it undoubtedly, come to Shul early, because you're supposed to enter Yom Kippur and stay the Torah. Says Avin Yair in the Ramban, before one enters a matzah, when one is with Hashem, titoru, imperative. Lashon tzivui, be tahor.
Go to the mikvah.
Go to the mikvah. Excellent. Be in the state of Torah before you enter Yom Kippur. As they state in Ramban, as they state in Avin Yair. That's why little shot. Take a look at the end of Masechas Yoma. You probably learned it. Anyway, so one second. Let me just mention one thing here. So when they say the Tefillah Zaka, how do we justify our existence? Hashem is Barach. So he writes the Chayotim. He says, Hashem is Barach. You know that I'm a frail human being. You know that I'm a shlach and maaseh. I didn't really mean anything against you. I didn't mean to provoke you. I didn't mean to rebel against you. I'm a good person. I'm a fine fella. What did I do? Have a great Yetzahar. I can't control it. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, I had this yearning for cookies. I couldn't control it. And because I'm worried about Abraha Chayim, I ate the whole box. And you know what the Yetzirah does? He's always spreading all kinds of nets. He wants to ensnare me. He wants to trap me. So the Chasach Yetzirah is in the belt. No shortage of Yetziraz. Would you not say so? Trust me, I got plenty. They're trying to engulf me, to encompass me, to envelop me, to surround me, to overtake me. And what am I? You know what am I? Tolas v'leish. That's what says the Chayyadu. I am a worm. I'm not even a human being. I can't stand up to the Yetzirah. What feels from here? That's what we write there. And the Rosh Hashanah accepts that taina. He accepts that taina. So here, look here again. That's what we're saying. Odom yisayde me'ofor v'sayfe le'ofor. I'm like a chatzir yavesh, a tzitz novel, a ktzel over, ka'onim kola. And it's basically, what do you see in this tefillah of the Nesana Tekka? And what's the answer? Tzvei dinim. Like everything else on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. All of life is tzvei dinim. Max, you see what I'm saying? It's a dialectic. The first segment here in the Nesana Tekka speaks about a weak, enfeebled individual overcome by a streetcar named Desire, full of taivas, full of gaiva, full of yitzorin. I have no self-control. My evil inclination overwhelms me, overcomes me. But then, thank God, there's a second segment. What is that? The potential of man to rise from the doldrums and utilize the intellectual, emotional, and spiritual talents that Hashem has brought gave me. I can return to Him. I could be a malach. I could embrace Hashem as Barach with simcha, with joy, with elation. By the way, you probably read, I assume you read, Lonely Man of Faith. I assume you read the Rav's article on confrontation. I assume you read half of the Rav's article that all talk about these two typologies. Somebody here in the Beis Medrash, a very fine fellow, he's a professor. He happens here sometimes, but he learns here in the morning. He's a professor in Ariel, wonderful fellow. I asked him, did you read all of Rabbi Soloveitchik's articles? He looked at me, did you learn all of Chidushei Torah? How could you not? He said, you're a Talmud Rav, so that's what you do. Other people do other things. What else is there? I said to him. Is there anything else? The Rav, you probably know, analyzed the first two Prokhim of Sefer Bereshis many, many times. You familiar with that Lonely Man of Faith? Max? Justin?
I wish.
The first chapter, as you know, what Shem Hashem is found in the first chapter of Bereshis? Bereshis bara. Excellent. Wow. We have big Bikin. The Shem Elohim is found in Perak Aleph of Bereshis. The whole first Perak is Elohim. But it's a Gemara Melachis. It's not your fault. The second chapter, has the second chapter begin? Biyom. Biro Hashem Elohim. Erz Shomayim. The Shem Yudkevoki Havaya is introduced. Why? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Medrash also that Hashem wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin. But then he realized, if I create the world with Midas Hadin, the Rashi of Torah Shraga is in deep, deep trouble. So what does he do? He attached Shem Havaya Yudke Bavke to the Midas Hadin, Rachamim. And that's why the Rashi of Torah Shraga can survive. Because Midas Hadin is strict judgment. Elohim is judgment. The Ramban writes in Chumash, he says that Elohim means that if a tree does not undergo photosynthesis, the tree will die. By days in science. But Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, represents the Rachim of Hashem Yisbarach. So, the first part of the Sana Tekev, what do we say over here? Ki atahu dayo, viatahu mochiach, ki lo yisku benecha badin, it's all midas hadin. We are in trouble. But luckily, there's a second part of the Sana Tekev. What does the second part represent? Hashem Havaya, Yudkei Vavkei, which is Rachim of Hashem Yisbarach. And what do we say over here? Ki kishimcha keinti lasecha. What Shem is being referred to over here when we say Ki kishimcha keinti lasecha? Shem Havaya. Yud Kei Vav Kei. How do I see that? Look at the bottom of the page. Ein kitzvo lishnosecha. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. What word is that?
It's
which word? Excellent. Many times. What Shem Hashem is being referred to?
Havaya.
Yudkevavkei. And it starts in the second section. Ki kishimcha kein tilasecha. This aspect of Rachamim that Hashem Yisbarach has is now coming to the fore. Or Perek Beis of Sefer Bereishis. B'yayim b'ray Hashem Elokim. So isn't it fascinating that even though the Ribono Shalom created the world with Elokim, with hard rules, unequivocal rules of behavior that broke no deviation. But Havaya, who is merciful and compassionate, is fully cognizant of the peccadilloes of mortal man. Peccadilloes being weaknesses. Schwachkeit of mortal man. It's very fascinating. The Ramban, in his parish on Emor, and also the Ramban wrote a drasha to Rosh Hashanah. I don't exactly know who listened to that drasha because it went on for days, clearly, and he reviews the whole Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that drasha. So I'd be glad to listen to them. I'm back. Trust me, I'd be there for days, for weeks, for months, for years. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal, said, I asked him, if you were to be marooned on a desert island with one sefer, what sefer would you bring with you? Rabban Alatel. I would follow suit in the footsteps of my holy Rebbe, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal. So the Rabban, what does he call Rosh Hashanah? You know he calls Rosh Hashanah? I assume you're familiar with that. Yom Din Berachamim. Isn't that fascinating? Yom Din Berachamim. What does that mean? A day of judgment tempered by the mercy of Hashem. Essentially, the day is suffused, enveloped, replete with judgment, but it's tempered by the mercy of Hashem. What the Ramban calls, what is our object of Rosh Hashanah? Hamtok HaSadin. How do you translate Hamtok HaSadin? To sweeten the din of Hashem Yisbarach. I'll put it in other terms. We mentioned already a few times. What is the terminology, the nomenclature used to describe Rosh Hashanah? We said there are four names. One, Yom HaDin. Two, Yom HaZikaron. Three, Yom Tua. Four, Rosh Hashanah. Tua, the Ramban Chumash proves that Tua in Tanakh is always associated with Din. Always. You'll take a look in Tanakh. You'll tell the Tanakh carefully. You'll see that. For example, the famous pasuk, B'chisavo milchamo bi'artzichem alatzahar atzorereschem bahare yosem b'chatzatzos v'ez v've'amer. So Tua is a lashon of Din. Tkiya is a lashon of Simcha. Uviyayim Simchaschem Muadichem. Uvashay Chodshichem Uskatem Achatzotros. Adol Osichem Yalzichem Shalvichem. Voyu Lachem Zidonon Elokichem. Ani Hashem Elokichem. So Ramban shows, what do we do when we blow? Pshut Alefaneh, Pshut Alechareh. What's in the middle? Tua. What are we trying to do Rosh Hashanah? We want to, to quote my grandchildren, squish that trua. I'm not familiar with that term, but it's a very common term today. Sandwich it. You want to sandwich that trua. You want to squish it. You want to essentially suffocate it, envelop it. Namely, we want to temper the midas hadin, the trua, with the tkiyah lefaneh, tkiyah lecha. Yes, 1 second. You hear what I'm saying? Here? Mm-hmm. This yisod is the essence of the Mesana Tekah. This dialectic. Say dinim! The ganze Nisan Tekev was written by a Briska. He's a Briska, Rav Amnon. Tzvei Dinim! Through the instrumentality of Tshuva, Tefillah and Tzedaka, we have the uncannily ability to move Hashem Yisbarach from the Kisei Hadin to the Kisei Rachmin. That is what's happening in this Tefillah. By the way, it's not only in this Tefillah. It's every, the whole Machzir Rosh Hashanah is based on that. If you study it, the problem is you have not studied it.
Rosh Hashanah, that's the same Tehillim that Rosh Hashanah gave by Sinuchos.
Of course! You Chacham HaNishtana. That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere. I'll show you to about, I can show it to you in about 40 other places. But here I analyze it a bit more carefully. By the way, you're aware that the first day of Rosh Hashanah, where is this? This goes back over there. First day of Rosh Hashanah, you probably know, what is the Kriyas HaTorah the first day of Rosh Hashanah?
Yitzchak.
The birth of Yitzchak. What Midah, what Midah does Yitzchak represent? Each one of the others is a Midah. Abraham is?
Chesed.
How do you know that? Titein? Chesed de Abraham. You know why Abraham is Chesed? I assume you've studied that matter.
He used to do a lot of Chesed.
What?
He used to do a lot of Chesed.
Thank you. That's excellent. And what Midah does Yitzchak? Din, Gvura, Pachad Yitzchak. That's why the Savior is called Pachad Yitzchak. Gav Yitzchak Kutnes, that's not the Bracha. Trust me, he was Pachad.
You say in Slichos.
We say, what was that?
We say Nisim.
That is also correct, but that's very nice that we say it, but it has to be proven. It means 1,000 hours to prove it. Gemara is in the Doshim and Tanakh and who knows what. And Yitzchak is Din. So the first day we read about the birth of Midas HaDin. You know what we read about the second day? Akedas Yitzchak. What happens to the Midas HaDin? We bind it. What do you mean we bind it? We, essentially, what do?
Squish
it. We squish it, thank you. We put handcuffs on it. That's the holy soul of the Son of Tech. I wrote this up, Rabbi Goldschmidt, many years ago. I hope it will appear in volume 3 or volume 4 of Shai Lovi. I'll write. She was there to see it, B'chayenu. Yes. Any questions on this? Is this Rav Shudin? I want to show you now, since we have the Machzor, why not? While I'm at it. There's another, one of the beautiful tefillos of Hashanah Yom Kippur, which you probably, I assume you're aware, but you just don't study it carefully. It's not your fault, because I'm just trying to get you to study the Machzor a bit more carefully. There is I guess I'll do that one, because otherwise I don't know. I'm not sure what should I do, which one should I do. Maybe I should do, this isn't going to take too much time. Let's do something else first. There's a parak in Tehillim, we say the fourth Kiyas Shofar. What parak is that? Right over here. Look at your Nasif. I have it on page 432. I don't know where you have it. You have it there too?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have what I have?
Yeah, 432.
432, excellent. Nasif. Here again, I want to show you how to analyze the Midbar properly. By the way, my father, Shalom, he's the one who really is responsible for my examining tefillos and the like. I would actually sing the Zanah Tegah for you, but I more or less you got the general gist of where I'm coming from, I hope. Lamasir and the Karach Mizmor in the Mem Zayin. This is said before Tkiyah Shofar. It's one of the most powerful, charismatic mizmorim that I find. To me, in Tehillim, every mizmor is charismatic and powerful, but this is especially powerful before Tkiyah Shofar. Let's first read the text, okay? Do you mind? Man, read the text first. Kol ha'amim tikuchav. How do they translate it? All you nations, join hands. You know what tkiyas kaf means in halacha? What's a tkiyas kaf? They tell me in the Diamond District, how do they conclude a deal?
Handshake.
Tkiyas kaf. That's what tkiyas kaf means. A handshake. Tzfadim have it by the ksuba. They have a tkiyas kaf in the ksuba. They should cry out to Hashem. How? With a cry of joy. Hashem Elyo Neira. Hashem is Neira. Elyo, supreme, awesome. Melech Godol HaKol Haaretz. He's a great king all over the earth. Yad Ve'amim Tachteinu. He shall lead nations under us. Ulu'umim Tachas Ragleinu. Kingdoms beneath our feet. Yivchav Lanos Nachalaseinu. He should choose our heritage. Gaon Yaakov Asher Ohev Selah. The pride of Yaakov that he loves. Selah. Whatever Selah means. One day, Mashiach has to be given on that word. My father was very troubled by what is that Selah. Okay. I continue. Ol Elokim B'Sluah Hashem B'Kol Shofar. By the way, this pasuk represents what I just told you. Amy, what did I tell you? That what we're trying to do Rosh Hashanah? B'Mamtik Din B'Kina Sarachadim. Take a look. When we blow the Truah, you know what came out? Elohim. What came out? Midasadim. Mitzitzin. Mehot Pacha. But what do we expect afterwards? Hashem B'kol Shofar. With Kiyah. That surrounds the heat. We're going to squish that Truah. We're going to suffocate it. Envelop it. Squelch it. Elohim became Yud Gevav. It started with other Elohim B'suah. And then what happened? Hashem B'kol Shofar. That's the Tkiyah, the Truah, and surrounded by the Tkiyah. I continue. Zamru Elohim Zameru. Here they translated. Zamru Lamakenu Zameru. Can I read the translation of the article? Make music for God. Make music. Make music for our King. Make music. What a translation.
Maybe we should make music.
That's what Yosef told me before. Kibela Kalaris Elohim, don't worry, I'll forget about it. Kimbela Kalaris Elohim will make music in his limits. Kimbela Kalaris Elohim Zamu Maskil. God is king of all the earth. Make music, O enlightened one. I love the translation. Malach Elohim Algoyim. Hashem reigns over the people. Elohim Yasha Elohim Sekacho.
Elohim.
Okay, 1 second. There's what to say here. Give me a few minutes if you don't mind. You're pointing out very well. You're good. You're on top of things. Excellent. I'm in the end, Shlita. Nidivi Amin Ne'asofu Amel Okei Avram. The nobles of the people gather the nation of the God of Avram. Ki Elokim Magid Eretz B'Yignalo. I told you a few days ago that whenever we have Malfios, Malfios is Sredin. I mentioned it on Monday night.
Everything's
stated. That's also true. Malchus is stated. Din number one, the present reality. Present reality is that who's Makir Hashem? Klal Yisrael. We are the ones who recognize and affirm the sovereignty of Hashem is Barach. I told you, Aleinu, where we have Malchus begins, the whole first paragraph. Aleinu l'shabeh v'adon hakol. Why? Shelo asan nu. Go yarav to lo samal nu. Shehem yishtachadu lehevel arik. They're involved in every shtus lehevel v'nazil. V'anachnu kere yishtachadu lehevel that they melam malti ha'amachim ha'adon hibohu. Hu elakeinu einay. Emes malkeinu efez l'aso. But that's not what we want. What do we want? Mordechai, we want the entire world to recognize Hashem. Al kein nekada, Max. We want what, Aryeh? Al kein nekada l'cha Hashem elokeinu. Liros meheyo, v'zeroz zezecha. I told you there's one word that is underscored there, accentuated. What word is that? L'afnei seylecha, kol v'yishei oretz. Yakir v'yedu, kol yoshei seylecha. Kein l'vaticha, kol berech. Tishava, kol osha. When I was 5 years old, I heard this from my father's chayim. And unfortunately, they didn't hear at the age of 5. So now they'll hear at the age of 19. That's also good. It's never too late. Gabriel used to tell me, it is never too late. He didn't speak much English. That's right. Excellent. So now, let's take a look at this mizmah. La matzeach nekarach mizmah. First we have Kolam Tikul Chof. I think you translate that, they're all joining hands. And then what do we hear? Haril Elokim B'Kol Rino. We have Lashon Truah, Haril. Kol Rino. You know why they're, shall we say, in such a state? Hashem is being coronated as king. As I told you from the Tzemach Tzemi before, the Nachfun Koronatzia, the coronation night. Hashem is being acknowledge that the king of the universe. However, we have an impression here that they're not accepting it. How do I know that? Yad ber amim tachtenu. What does the word yad ber mean? Yad ber. People probably know this word from those who said the tefillah of Yad Shlomo Dinas Yisrael. Yad ber amim tachtenu means that Hashem Yisbarach has to go ahead and compel them, coerce them. They're not masking to this. They're not masking to the hamloch of Hashem Yisbarach. If anything, you know what there is here? Kfiyah datit. What they call in modern Hebrew, religious coercion. I believe in the state of Israel, we are now in a kind of unfortunate situation. I told you, in the voting that took place a week ago, I told the Balabatim in the shul, there are two choices. Either, Meloich al kol oilam kuloi, bichloi decho. Either we're going to coronate Hashem as the king, or chas v'shalom, we vote the other side, we're coronating the Sitra Achra, the devil incarnate. They want to eradicate religion, rotzim laros dadat, they want to eliminate Shabbos, they want to introduce civil marriage, they want to open up all the supermarkets on Shabbos. Why? Because democracy. Democracy should prevail. Medina Demokratit. A democratic country. They also mentioned Yehudit. Eifa. That was an editorial comment. Anyway, so here, you know what the Rebbe Shalom is? Melech Godol al Kol Haaretz. Neira! You know why? Because they don't accept it.
Well, I don't see that. What?
I'm trying to show you that this Mizmor is the Tzeidina.
I just didn't get that one line.
Not just one line. It says here, they are compelled to accept the Malchus and Hashem is brought, but they do it not mitoch ratzon hatov, not because they're willing, volitional nature. No, Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech Gadol. Neira, he has to impose his kingdom on them. Yad be'amim tachtenu. That's what Yad be means. Yad be is a shlom lashon. If you know Tanakh well, you understand this language. Ulumim tachas vagleinu. Basically, it's together what the Gemara says. We compel him until he says yes. Agamon Barbasa, Agamon Kedushin, Arambam. So, Rebbeinu Shalom, he prefers, obviously, you know why? He prefers Eretz Yisrael. Yiv chalana sakla seino as gun Yaakov Asherayim Sela. Hashem is brought loves Am Yisrael and loves Eretz Yisrael because we are accepting of His malchus. We are ready to carry Hashem, and that's why the next line is Ol Elokim Yisrua. Elokim is Bina Sadin. He has to impose His will upon the Messiah. The hope, of course, is that what will happen? There'll be a mapach. What does a mapach mean? There'll be a revolution. And the revolution will turn into Hashem, the Kol Shofar. As a result of the Kol Shofar, Hayitok HaShofar B'Yir V'Avlo Yechvodu, the Novi. What does the Novi say? Is the Shofar blown and people are not frightened, are not sitting? And that really, that line here in the middle, Olo Kim Yisua, represents what? The transition that's going to take place. That's what the Ramban, as I told you, describes over there in the Drasha of the Rosh Hashanah. And that's what I believe is happening over here as well. And that's why, take a look at the tone of the first few psukim here. You see the tone? Namely, the tone is, as my brother would say, Neila. Neila. That's the tone. The tone is a Neila tone. But you know what the tone turns into? Right after Allah will give me Surah? Make music! Make music! And make more music! Sing and dance after Slichus. Which word occurs and recurs many, many times after Allah Elokim Yisua? Which verb? Zamru, Zamero, Zamru, Zamero, Zamru. In other words, what's happening here? There's a shift that's taking place. You hear how I'm reading the Mizmar? The shift is from what to what? From Mina Sadin to Mina Sarachim. From what? Being.
It's the Tzvedinim.
Correct, Tzvedinim. Every single Mizmar, every single Piyut is all that. I can show you many, many times and many, many Piyutim. I just don't have the time to do it. I need 1,000 hours in order to show you this. But this is the Yisod Rosh Hashanah. Hamlochas Hashem, as the Tzemach Tzedek said, Koronatzi Nacht. The night of coronation. I'm so taken by the Yisod Rosh Hashanah. I look forward to it the whole year. Agansiyah. So here, I think, take a look at that. I didn't finish that. Make music, make music, make music. I continue. Kimela Kaloritz Elohim Zamu Maskil. If someone is a Maskil, he'll know that. Molach Elohim Algoyin Elohim Yosha Akise Kotcho. But then look at the end. Initially it was Molach Elohim. Molach means what? Ein Melach Velo Am. Initially it was Yadber. And now it's Molach. You know what Molach means? Ein Melach Velo Am. The Goyin has a famous comment. The Goyin said, by Yosef, by the Mechira. What did they say to him when he had the dreams? Hamolach Timolach Aleinu. In Moshel Timshol Banu. What's the difference between a Moshel and a Melech? What's the difference going?
Moshel
is Moshel, a difference between Moshel and Melech. Chazal say, Ein Melech Balaam. A Melech is a king that is appointed by his subjects, that they acquiesce to his malchus. A Moshel is someone who reposes a demagogue, an autocrat. Bikfiyah. So here, initially it was Moloch Elohim Algoyim, means that initially it was Yadber. I mean Tachteno. Neiro! Melech Godo! Now it's just Molach. They accept his ruling. You know what I'm saying? Harav Goldschmidt Shlita. This is also written up. Also will appear in volume 3. Molach Elokim Algoyim, Elokim Yoshav Alkisei Kotcho. Now Hashem is sitting Alkisei Kotcho. Now look at the last pasuk. Yitivi Am Mehasafu Am Elokei Avram Ki Lelokim Mogin Ye'eretz Me'oi Na'alo. So this Mizmor represents a transformation that has taken place. And now Hashem is sitting al kisei kotsho. And Klal Yisrael are gratified that not only they have recognized the malchus of Hashem, but the entire world acknowledges the malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I don't know if you're aware, I assume you are, in the tefillah, when we say, this is also the same idea. Ata shomea kol tzua, kol shefar, umazin tilua, ve'en day melach de bracha, baruch ato Hashem. Shomea kol tzua samo Yisrael, berachamim. That's the Yisrael of the Rabbah. Yevdim berachamim. Shemea kol tzua berachamim. The Mamashu the Ramban says. You know that bracha? Take a look. Look at the... I'm reading the bracha, which is found over here. page 464. Close out the article.
Where is it located?
Shayfreis. The bracha of Shayfreis. Shayfreis in the Shemoneh Esrei of Musa of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Thank you. Everyone see what I've just read? In the Shemoneh Esrei, Musa of Rosh Hashanah, which I hope you will study starting from this moment all the way to Rosh Hashanah, because that's what's required, and that will not be sufficient. You need at least 100, probably 100 days, and that's not sufficient either. But anyway, I hope you will examine it carefully. This is what I do every Rosh Hashanah, and what I've been doing for my entire life, basically, thanks to my father, my Rabbein, and my other Abzatzal. You see what I just showed you? Page 464. The Bracha of Shayfreis. Harav Goldschmidt.
Maybe the Rosh Hashanah more specific, where exactly
your father? As you said, I'm sorry, why is the Rosh Hashanah also the brothers? Trua and then the brothers is one called Shofar.
That's a tame discussion, by the way. There are a lot of Tiruts in that discussion. But I'm just asking right now, I'm showing them the same dialect that I showed all the entire morning. Oh, thank you.
No, I couldn't, I just couldn't find it.
Oh, okay. If we say these three lists, my father used to say, "V'chol kli asher ein tzomid pasul olav tamehu." You know the Chafetz Chaim Zavod? Any kli that doesn't have a tzomid pasul. Translate. A cover. My father used to tell me that.
You had it also.
Excellent. Lots of apitzul chisa. My father Shom used to tell me that all the time. You need a lots of apitzul chisa. B'chol kli asher ein tzomid pasul olav tamehu. The epiglottis, you know the epiglottis? Controls what's going on over here. Anyway, I want to show you another tefillah. Again, just to give you a little sampling. In my days, my mother, Hashem, used to have someone called the Fuller Brush Man. A guy used to come by and sell his wares in a briefcase, in a suitcase. They used to knock on people's doors. I don't think people would let them in today. I don't say that. But in my days, that's what they did. Rabbi Goldschmidt, you know the Fuller Brush Man? I am. I've been dating myself. I'm about 700 years old. Pre-Neanderthal man. Pre. Not Neanderthal. Pre.
That's what it is.
There is another tefillah, which I don't know if we'll have the time to do it properly, which is a gorgeous tefillah. If you look in the Musa Shon Esrei, let me find it for you. I like to sing it first, then I will analyze it. In the Eter B'Kedusha, in the Eter B'Kol Ma'amin, in the Tefillah, on page 494.
I don't have our scroll.
Oh. Yeah. Look after the Kedusha of Shemoneh Esrei and Musa.
Yeah.
And the tefillah begins, V'yasoyu kol yirodecha.
494.
I know, but he doesn't have the art school.
No, I'm saying that.
In the repetition?
Now, maybe Rabbi Goldschmidt will tell us how he sings it. It looks like he's interested. I'm sure you sing it one way. Rabbi Goldschmidt, that is in the Mir Yeshiva. Next to my brother, please. So we have here two Malachi Ashores, who are davening. Here's the way I sing it, and then I will discuss it. This, of course, is the tefillah that is essentially, what is this tefillah describing? The fact that Hashem is Melech. Let me just show you from V'chein Tein Patecha. So you have V'chein Tein Patecha, start from there. Is that all right? V'chein Tein Patecha, Hashem Elokeinu. Oh, I'm sorry?
So she was brother spoke up, V'chein Tein
Patecha. What's the
what do you
Yes, thank you.
I was talking about how we can daven for Aver and anyone else who needs the pachad of Hashem on it.
Okay.
This is the time to daven them.
Excellent.
You daven for me.
But what is critical is the v'chein ten pachad Hashem Elokeinu al kol masecha. Ve'emascha al kol mashem rasa. V'irocha kol amasik. V'ishtachu kol agui. So what's the key word? Kol. That's, of course, universal in Malchus. My brother didn't say that. He's not, that's not his kind of thing. He's into Musa. The Lomis.
Tzvedin.
Musa and Lomis. I can take it. So, in order for Ribbono Shel Olam to have an effect on the Umos HaOlam, you know what it is? Pachad, Ema, Yira. You know what it is? With a gun. Blazing guns to the head. However, guess what? You have to call yourself. Uvchein ten kovod Hashem l'reecha. Simcha liyartzecha v'sason le'irecha otzemeichas keren oy le'david avdecha you see the contrast of the two paragraphs? The first paragraph is Pachad, Eima, Yira, because they build it. They're not willing to accept the Malchus of Hashem. When it comes to us, make music! Simcha v'yatzecha, sasa l'yirecha. O v'chem tzaddikim, o v'chem tzaddikim, yenu v'yishmachu. O v'chem tzaddikim, kal Yisrael, ay 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 ay. V'yishalim, yaloizu. V'chassidim, v'yinok yom, yenu, kal da la la la. Okay. So now, what do we want to do? We want dialectic. We want Tzvedinim. 1 second, yes. I'm in the middle. You have... I'm on a roll.
I'm at the Mad Israel.
I'm sorry? Which one? Ten Kav Hashem Yamechas, call yourself. No, call yourself.
Right.
The Elshna paragraph is the Goyim.
And the Judah paragraph is...
That's what I just told you.
No, I thought it was... I thought it was Israel.
That's what I'm saying here. You will be smoghu, you show them call yourself, see them call yourself. But we want, what do we want? We want Kisabim Memshel Zodim Midavis. We want the Goyim to accept Hashem's bracha. So now we have the next paragraph. This is what I want to discuss. The second and third paragraph are called Yisrael.
They're both claims.
Why are you using the words to describe
the tzaddikim are not the best?
No, tzaddikim are called yourself. Trust me, the tzaddikim are called yourself. It's partial. The chassidim are called yourself. The yisharim are called yourself.
Not all claims.
No, the world is kol arisha kulo kiyoshatir.
The issue is more specific.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct. We went from general to specific. But the issue is we want the whole world to accept Hashem. And so now we stop. Here's the way I sing it. Who's called? We want the whole ganze Welt to recognize Hashem. That don't know Hashem. You see what I'm saying, Rabbi Goldschmidt? We want the ganze Welt to recognize Hashem. They should also come to a recognition of Hashem. The only somebody did Hashem, the Yizdich was Atabayim, let him reject their idolatry, the Yachrum Sileim, let him be mortified with their statues, the Yatush Chemecha the Yodecha, and that's why I sing this. I can't read the whole thing now, so now I want to discuss this. I'll discuss this little paragraph. Again, the Zelba Tzvedinim, the Zelba dialectic.
Which paragraph?
Which parak? I tell you which parak.
Smachin!
I don't see this in my sleep.
Anyway, so.
It's not on my Sidran.
I told you that the entire Tzvilas Rosh Hashanah is essentially a combination of sundry elements. Element number one is the present sordid reality. A world that's wallowing in material goods, in their iPhones, in their stupid phones, b'chulu b'chulu. In the orgy of voluptuary behavior, decadence, and desire, and gaiva, and taiva, and covid, plus the ganze Welt. However, there's the ultimate hope and prayer that the world will come to its senses and recognize the eternal verity of Hashem Yisbarach and the eternal verity of the Torah. So this is what we see in this particular pier. So now I'm going to read carefully, and you'll see what I hope you'll see where I'm coming from. But this requires a very careful analysis. Oh, you have a very good translation over there, Rav Yosef. Very, very good. Let's start with the lashon, the first lashon. First we say, I told you, pachad, eima, yira. I'm not going to go into the distinction now between pachad, eima, and yira. That has to be examined. I don't know what Oscar does. What did they say?
Rabatsky did not say.
Rabatsky, what's the devil's off? What the hell?
He gave him a shot to Rosh Hashiva.
So. Well, yeah, I want to hear what he said.
He explained.
I asked him every morning, what's the devil's off?
He explained Maasech, like, Pachtachal Maasecha, Vimaschal Al Kumashi Brasa, as one of them referring to Kal Yisrael.
I don't know what he's talking about. Posh, you think that was I asked him, what's the Pachat Eimon Yira? What's up there?
Yeah. Well, it's from Az Yashir. We know that Pachad.
What's the case of Az Yashir? What's what, though?
That Pachad was. One was nearby, one was close. But one of the.
I'm asking you, the chiddush between Pachad and. The horse is about to go over the precipice into a ravine. And guess what? There's a rider on the horse. Yours truly. You know what I have? Pachad. What's the name, Pachad? I'm schwitzing away in my boots.
Right.
Maybe the horse isn't, because the hobnish kitzeichel. But I'm a balsechel. What's Eima? Is that a physical pachad that I just described? Or is Eima already different? What's Eima? Where's the term Eima found?
Tzibor Leibos.
Excellent. What does that mean? There it says Eima Sivafachad. That's a kasha there. That's my follow-up.
Dread.
Kasha. What?
Dread.
Dread. But which one is... more physical. Pachad is more physical. Aim already is tempered. And guess what the third one is? Yira. And what's happening here? We ask Hashem, it's not with pachad. Frighten them out of their boots. Frighten them out of their wits. But that fright should lead to what? To Aima. Aima means already a greater understanding. And finally should lead to what? To Yira. Ish Ima, the other Tiro. What's the other Tiro? Ish Ima, the other Tiro. What does that mean? Yiras Hashem. Yiras already means we're moving. We're making progress. Which way are we moving? You know how we have to start with them? They should schwitz. And after that, hopefully they'll get it. And then Emo comes, and then Yira comes. That's we're moving. That's what I want to show you here in this entire period. So let's start. You hear what I said to you?
Yeah.
I can prove this. I need a few hours to prove it. I can't do it right now. You have to know all Tanakh. You know all Tanakh. Well, you'll understand. Pachad Emo here. The one who discusses this is the Malbim. Barichus, because he's into this he's into etymology, into words, into Tanakh, etc. Okay, so I'm starting over here, correct? One second, could you see what I'm doing? Look what goes on here.
Do you know who authored this?
What?
Do you know who authored this?
It says here.
Barichus is here.
It doesn't talk about it? No, I don't. You know something? We have to look into it. I don't remember. Rabbi Goldschmidt, does he say? Today you're seeing the real me.
Rossi's still giving him a shot.
Say there, he's wonderful. He's outstanding.
It's arguing against Rashid Rashad.
No, he's not arguing. He's a Muslim.
There's no one
he needs to be an anonymous Python.
Okay, anonymous Python. Can I just, yeah, I'm not going to get to this. I only have 15 minutes left. Here we go. Take a look, Yona. The initial stanzas are redolent with a series of verbs. How many verbs are here? Let's read all the verbs. V-S-O-U, number one. Number two?
V-Varcho.
Number two. Number three?
Yagidu.
Number four?
V-Yidreshucha.
Number five? V-Halalucha. Number six? V-Yomru. Excellent.
And some add these before.
Could you tell me something about these verbs? V-S-O-U means they're going to come. V-Varcho?
Bless.
I'll give you a bracha. V'agido, a bit more than a bracha. V'yirishucha,
they'll search for you.
They'll search. V'halalucha,
praise you.
You see what's happening here?
There's an getting higher and higher.
Getting higher and higher. Excellent. Just like pachat, ema, and yira, here also higher and higher. We're moving.
But what's
continue. One second. Let me finish, please. By the way, do you remember these verbs? Presuppose the beginning of an odyssey, the beginning of a journey. Are we going? What goyim are we talking about? Iyim. What is Iyim? People in these far-flung areas. You know where they're living? In North Korea.
That is wrong.
Amim lo yudoucha. What does that remind you of? Amim lo yudoucha. If you could tell me the answer to this question, it shows that you're...
Bali Dahun.
Very good. What does it say there in the Haluka?
Mishpatim
Bali Dahun. Who's it talking about?
Jews.
Oh, who's it talking about? Take a look at the Haluka before you go, Yosef, and guess. Look at the Dominic.
Because we know.
Say it every day. One second.
Oh, Yadua.
Could you take a look at it? Look carefully, please. And now Luca, as far as I know, doesn't apply to Jews. That's what I thought always since I'm 5 years old. But kind of ready to think otherwise. Lost a chen lehogoy, and we spoke about your dog.
Is that what she was thinking of?
Yes, I thought right away because I'm 5 years old. My father tried to teach me the davening. And we spoke about your dog. They don't know from mishpatim. They're gomish, mishgomish. I go back over here. I didn't. That's how I was referring to. When I thought of Yidushucha, Amin lo Yidoucha, you know, I'm thinking of what comes to mind right away. Leila Seder. Shoicham Moscha Lagoyim Asher lo Yidoucha. V'amam l'cheis Asher v'shim chaloi karo. The Zelba problem, Daniel. They are still ensconced in their idolatry. They're not so readily abandoning all their artifacts. Not so quick. As a matter of fact, if you remember, look here next. Some say it, some don't. What do we want them to do? Get rid of their what? What are atzaveim? Atzaveim kesed adam ha maaseh yedei adam. Atzaveim iPhone smartphone maaseh yedei adam. V'yiznechu. What does it mean, Lasnia? To reject, to spurn, to abandon. Continue. V'yachru im psilehem. He translates here, be mortified with their statues. I don't know if you're familiar with Tanakh. Tetach and Pasuk, the Chofra Al-Bona, just talking about the Mesa Mashiach. The Novi, Yeshayo, they're going to be embarrassed and mortified by their statues. We're going to be embarrassed by our iPhones, by our smartphones. Embarrassed. Continuing. What does it say afterwards? The Yatu Shchemecha Diobdecha. What does this sound like now? They're now going to begin to what?
Oh.
To bend the Shechem. What is the Shechem?
Shoulder.
Love decha. V'yiraucha im shemesh mevakshik v'decha. Which of course the Gemara in Brachos referring to whom? Masikin. Gemara calls this pasuk. Yiraucha im shemesh mevakshik v'decha. But basically, what is happening? There's a transformation taking place over here. You hear what I'm saying? A massive transformation taking place. And we continue. Ve'yakiru kol malchusecha ve'yelamdu sovim That's correct. The python is now soaring to the heights of ecstatic recognition of Hashem Yisbarach. Look at the lashon: v'yatu, v'yirocha, v'yakiru kol machusecha, v'lamdu toyim bina, gave, v'imadulus gurasecha, v'nasucha, v'saldu v'chila panecha. Now they're going to daven with trepidation, and they're going to crown Hashem v'yatrucha neizetiva. And guess what? They're going to now sing at the slichus. V'yitzicho harim bina, v'yitzalu v'yim b'malchecha, v'kablu amachusra aleyem. And guess what? As a result of this, v'yitnu l'cho kesem l'lucha. So you know what has happened over here? A metamorphosis. A total transformation. You see what I'm saying?
It seems like a process.
It is a process. You are 1,000% correct.
Trust.
And now, initially, we have to beat them into submission with an overwhelming dread. And I would even say there's an element of a chilu birada, a dialectic interplay of yira and ava. That's also tzvei dinim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nisei HaTeilov, I think they're beginning to lose it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nisei HaTeilov that when a person sees the beauty of the universe, the majesty of Hashem is Baruch creation, you know what happens? All of a sudden you have an ava. What a love. And then you realize, what am I but a cipher, a sensor, a piece of I don't know what?
Offer
of Afer. And then you're seized by Yira. So I want to tell you, I had the same reaction when I was able to hear and to see my Rebbe, Moen HaRav Zatzal. The first year I heard from him, I was dazzled. Bedazzled. I said, wow, he reminds me of that Rambam. Ava. And then a second later, I began to realize, and I started shaking. And was shaking ever since, till he was nifted. We drove Yira Vapahan. Yira Sakobin. And that's exactly what's described here in this beautiful introduction. It's basically after the Kedusha, and we're introducing before Malchios. We're about to introduce this idea, which again is the same theme that occurs and recurs so many times. I think I more or less conveyed a bit, just a tipa shevayav, a drop in the sea, of what these tefillos are all about. We have a Mashgiach, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Rablaski Shlita, who says shiurim on tefillah, beautiful shiurim. He's more in the Musar Mahalach. I'm not in that Mahalach. I'm not holding by his Madrega. Everything to me in tefillah is obviously Musar, no doubt about it, but it's also unbelievable structure, longest. Incredible lumbus in davening. I love to study the tefillah. I find so much lumbus in tefillah. I'm just literally dazzled by the tanoim and rishonim who wrote these tefillahs. Dazzled by the piyutim. The Rav fell in love with all of them. He said that you see kedusha, you see ruach hakodesh. Unbelievable what you see over here, and you really see it if you study carefully. So, ich hab gebracht das Sefer. I think is the best sefer on the Tefillos Rosh Hashanah. and it's called Sicha of Rosh Hashanah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagoy Natsadik or Avig the Devon Soul Shashem Yarech Yomov Ad Matai Chanishim Shana. What a sefer. He goes through the entire Malchus, besides the Shmuzin that he had at the beginning, he goes through the entire Pasuk by Pasuk Malchus Rehn Shefes. But I said to myself, doesn't Mishkinu? Guess what? In English.
Tzvedinu.
Is that the same book?
The same book. Poets, Rosh Hashanah. Eschatoya ni maskir. Ich hab das nicht gekauft. Ey, mit so mir gegeben. Can you translate it for that? Someone gave it to me. I was astounded. A translation into English. The structure of Musaf. About 75 pages. Every pasuk. You must study this before this Rosh Hashanah. You must buy it after this shiur.
Miyad.
Biyad, like Berer, it's Mutu Miyad, Biyad. You have to buy this Miyad.
Is that one for Yom Kippur?
He has for Yom Kippur too, but he doesn't go through the Tfilas there. He has Sichas Yom Kippur. You must go through this entire set before Rosh Hashanah. And I would even suggest, even though I'm not sure this is Mutu, maybe it's not Mutu, that when you're in the Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, maybe take a peek. Kodesh Kodoshi. More the Hebrew one, this one. The Beda, Kodesh Kodoshim. Meiridik, what he says on these fiddles. You will never have such an experience in your entire life. Now, there are plenty of Pirushim on the Machzer. Here I saw people show me a bunch of different things. Lefi Adios Daiti, Lamagir, like Azulai, I'm showing you the other. It'll come to his toenails. This is Mosvig Midvash, Benoitis Tufin. Sweeter than the honey and the droppings of the honeycomb. You hear, Max?
Sweet.
So, if you don't like the this one, because he writes a very high level of Lashon HaKodesh, you'll get this one.
I just want to look. Thank you, Shiva.
It cost that person who bought it 57 shekel. What does it say over there? I don't know what it cost. The front cover.
Is it later edition?
I don't know if it's a later edition. I would tell you to get the Hebrew one, but this is not, you have to know Hebrew well. He writes Hebrew very, very well.
Feldheim.
But this is gorgeous. Poshit, gorgeous. He goes through the entire Kriyas HaTehillah, and literally the entire Muslim, every single pasuk he has what to say. The man knows Kol HaTorah Kula. Mavish. And it is Muslim Bash, I hug it all the time.
1997?
I don't know when it was published. I think Musar. The truth is, I have not used the English one. I'm sorry. It's Hatoya Nimaskia. I read this one, but I brought this along. I went looking for it. I knew it was in my house. I found it early this morning. I won't tell you what time. I wanted to show you there is such a thing, so this way you should buy it. I would buy the Hebrew one, but if you don't want the Hebrew one and you like this better, you can buy this one. You will have such hanor from this. You will thank me for the rest of your life.